conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabijallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome to the program, The Core of Action. In this program, we explore the concept of intention, which is regarded as a cornerstone of every action. My dear viewers, we're going to explore the virtues of visiting the sick, reflecting on how the Holy Prophet would undertake such visits. Before we begin the topic, let's have a look at the significance of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu states, I prayed in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiyallahu anhuma. Upon completing my salah, performed hamd of Allah Almighty and sent durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made my supplication, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep supplicating, for your supplication will be answered. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, the significance of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is profound. When we make supplications after durood, our supplication finds a favor in the court of Allah Almighty. Reciting durood brings divine mercy, a promise of forgiveness, and draws us closer to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should also try to recite durood abundantly and reap its blessings. My dear viewers, we are continuously blessed by the grace of Allah Almighty. Every aspect of our lives is sustained by His generosity and kindness. His greatest favor upon us is our very existence. When someone extends favor to us, we feel proud to honor and protect their dignity and possessions. Likewise, it is our obligation to obey the commands of Allah Almighty, the Creator, who bestowed upon us the gift of life. In Islam, we are guided by a comprehensive set of principles that encompasses both our duties to Allah Almighty and our obligations to fellow human beings. These are known as the rights of Allah Almighty and the rights of people. The rights of Allah Almighty pertain to our acknowledgement of His divinity, the refusal to associate partners with Him, and the recognition of His oneness in attributes, names, and actions. We fulfill these rights by adhering to the obligatory acts of worship, expressing gratitude for the blessings and favors bestowed upon us. Likewise, Islam emphasizes the importance of honoring the rights of people in society. This includes showing respect, refraining from causing harm, and attending to the needs of our fellow Muslims. Visiting a Muslim brother when he is ill is not just an act of kindness, it's a fulfillment of the right upon us. As members of Muslim community, it's incumbent upon us to extend care and support to one another in times of need, thereby fostering goodwill and solidarity within our society. Islam emphasizes the values of brotherhood, mutual support, and assistance. These principles are vividly demonstrated through the exemplary conduct of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever a member of a Muslim community fell ill, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would personally visit him to offer support and comfort. In today's episode, we'll explore the practice of visiting the unwell. This noble act, which involves offering encouragement to those who are unwell, was also a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So join us as we discuss the virtues and advantages of visiting the sick, recount narratives from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and discuss the positive intentions behind this compassionate gesture. My dear viewers, just as Islam encourages us to share in the joy of others and amplify their happiness, it also instructs us to support them in their sorrow. The act of visiting the unwell vividly exemplifies the true essence of empathizing with others' sufferings and expressing sympathy for them. When a Muslim takes time out of his schedule to visit an unwell brother, it embodies the practical manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who liken all Muslims to a single building. First, always remember that if a Muslim faces illness and endures it with patience, there's a hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty that the sickness and the suffering will serve as a means of his forgiveness. It is mentioned in numerous ahadith. When visiting a sick individual, encourage him to remain patient in his affliction. If possible, share relevant ahadith with him to inspire patience and discourage ingratitude or complaint. Let's listen to a few ahadith on this topic. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates, I once visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was experiencing a fever. I expressed concern saying, O Messenger of Allah, you seem to be running a high temperature. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Yes, indeed, my fever is as severe as that of two men. Curious, I inquired, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you receive double the reward for the same reason? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, Yes, my situation is such. For any Muslim pierced by a thorn or afflicted with a greater trial, Allah Almighty removes sins in exchange, just as a tree sheds its withered leaves. This teaches us that when someone falls ill, rather than complaining, he should seek refuge in Allah Almighty, remember his blessings, and avoid ingratitude. My dear viewers, visiting the sick aligns with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and represents a right among Muslims. We're going to explore good intentions behind visiting people having an illness. Make the intention that by visiting an ailing Muslim, you will fulfill your right to care for your Muslim's well-being. My dear viewers, it is important to remember that visiting a sick person is one of the rights Muslims have over each other. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this when he said, a Muslim has five rights over another Muslim: returning the greeting of salam, visiting the sick, attending their funeral, accepting their invitation, and responding to their sneeze. According to the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, visiting an ill Muslim is considered a fundamental right among fellow Muslims. Therefore, when a member of our community falls ill, it is essential to extend our support by visiting and comforting them. This not only fosters unity within the society, but also cultivates a culture of compassion, contributing to a peaceful and harmonious community. Moreover, visiting a sick uplifts their spirit and offers solace during challenging times. By showing care and concern, we not only fulfill a duty, but also earn spiritual rewards. So, my dear viewers, whenever a fellow Muslim is unwell, we should try to visit and comfort him. Make the intention to follow the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to visit a Muslim when he is unwell. My dear viewers, visiting a Muslim during his illness is a deeply valued act. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to carry out this and included it among the rights Muslims have over each other. In a hadith, along with virtues of visiting sick, there's also a directive to undertake this action. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, feed a hungry person, visit a sick, and free a prisoner. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam imparted some lessons to his ummah. He instructed us to feed a hungry person and also to visit a person with an ailment. Specifically, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed us to visit the sick. Therefore, when we visit a sick Muslim with the intention of obeying the command of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and inquire about his well-being, we are rewarded not only for the act itself, but also for our intention. My dear viewers, these ahadith offer profound insight into our modern discussions surrounding human rights. A thorough study of Islamic teachings reveal that Islam places great emphasis on the rights of individuals. We must also extend our care to our fellow Muslims. Providing food to the hungry and visiting unwell Muslims are acts rooted in compassion. Islam not only mandates these actions, but also guides how to fulfill them. Exploring the rights of people within Islamic teachings showcases principles unparalleled elsewhere. Make the intention that when you visit the sick, you will do so in accordance with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, when you visit a sick person to inquire about his well-being, remember to do so with the intention of following the sunnah. Visiting the sick is a practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha narrates that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a sick person, he would place his blessed hand on the afflicted area. My dear viewers, set the intention to assist the sick person with his needs if you can do so. My dear viewers, Islam emphasizes unity amongst its followers, promoting a bond akin to two bodies sharing one soul. This means that Muslims are obligated to support one another in times of need, including visiting them when they are ill. Islam grants its followers a comprehensive set of rights, ensuring mutual care and support. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Muslims are like brothers to one another, and as long as a Muslim assists his brother, Allah Almighty assists him. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us to offer assistance if needed within our means. By doing so, we not only bring comfort to our fellow Muslims, but also earn reward for our actions. Also, make the intention that when visiting a sick person, you will strive to uplift his spirit and avoid burdening him further. My dear viewers, sometimes visitors unintentionally overstay their welcome, causing discomfort to the sick person. Here are some points in this regard. Let's take a look at them. Visiting the sick is a sunnah, but if you anticipate that your visit might cause discomfort to the sick person, it is better to refrain from visiting him in such circumstances. Even if you feel uncomfortable with an unwell person, it is still important to visit him. If you visit solely because you expect him to reciprocate when you are sick, you won't receive any reward for your action. When visiting a sick person, refrain from saying anything that might scare him, such as commenting on the severity of his illness. Similarly, avoid gestures like shaking your head in a manner that might indicate his condition is dire. Such actions could further distress the individual. When visiting an unwell person, maintain a cheerful behavior to uplift his spirit. Your positive attitude can contribute to his emotional well-being during his illness. Your empathy and concern should be evident in your words and actions during the visit. Extend your sympathy to the family of the sick person, and if they require any assistance, offer your support willingly. When visiting someone unwell, supplicate for his well-being and safety. Ask the person having the illness to pray for you, as the prayers of someone unwell are often answered. When visiting someone unwell, encourage him towards righteousness, particularly urging him to maintain regular prayers. It is common for even religious individuals to become neglectful of their prayers when they're sick. Keep your visit brief and avoid making excessive noise. However, if the sick person requests your company for an extended period, try to accommodate his wish. While it is thoughtful to bring a gift when visiting, don't let the absence of one prevent you from offering your support. Even if you come empty-handed, your presence alone can bring comfort and solace. Remember, the act of visiting itself is a gesture of kindness and compassion deserving of reward. My dear viewers, note that visiting someone who may have sinned is also considered permissible. Visiting the sick is a fundamental aspect of Islamic right, and it extends to all members of the Muslim community, regardless of their circumstances. If you sense that he needs rest or is becoming weary, it is best not to prolong your visit. There's a story that illustrates this point. Once, a visitor stayed with a sick person for an extended period, unaware that his presence was causing discomfort. When asked if he should close the door to give the sick person privacy, the response was affirmative, but do so from outside the room. So keep your visit brief and considerate. If you notice a sick person becoming tired or uncomfortable, it's time to wrap up your visit and give him the space he needs to rest. May Allah Almighty guide us to empathize with our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, extending our support and assistance during their times of hardship. May we also seek the blessings and virtues of visiting the sick and apply teachings found in the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And holy for his sake. May Allah keep our intentions pure. And holy for his sake.